Welcome to Maseches Eduyos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yabez, Chapter 4, Mishnah 12. This Mishnah is actually a Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos. And just to drop a background so that we understand this Mishnah a little bit better. In Halacha, there's something called an achsadra. I think in English I would call it a portico. It's basically a roof that's supported by pillars, by poles. And it's open on three sides and just the back of it is protected. Now, we're talking about a situation in the Mishnah there where the roof cracks literally evenly in half. There's a crack that separates the two halves of the roof. So halacha is if you have a dead person under one half of the roof and you have kelim vessels in the other half of the roof, halacha is it doesn't become tamei as tumas ayil. It doesn't become tamei because it's in the same enclosure, because it's not the same enclosure. Because since the roof of the portico is cracked down the middle, we view it like two separate roofs. And therefore, the halacha is it's not metamei. It doesn't conduct tumah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, let's say a person climbs up onto the roof and puts his foot on top of the crack, or if let's say he puts a board on top of the cracks, halachically that brings the two former half roofs together, and now it becomes one oil, it becomes one enclosure, and any object that would be within the entire width or breadth of the enclosure would become tameh, because it's in the same enclosure as something, a dead body, let's just say. Now, what happens if, let's say, a person puts that board on the floor, so parallel to that crack, it's all the way on the floor. The halacha is, that's nothing. It's still considered like it's broken. However, the Gemara does say a big chiddush, should say differently, the Mishnah does say a big chiddush, that if, let's say, you place an object that's at least a tefach above the ground, so it's approximately 3 to 4 inches above the ground, and it's at the same place where the crack would be, halachically we view that that board, let's just say, extends itself all the way up until the top, and it's like it seals the crack, and now the entire roof is considered one big roof, and anything that's within that enclosure would be mekabel tumah, would accept tumah. Now the Mishnah says a little bit of a different case based on this. Odom shehu nasun tachas hasadik. Let's say a person is lying in this portico on the floor, exactly with the crack on top of him. Bishamar and Bishamah says ena mevi asatumah. That doesn't do anything. Because even though he's on the floor, but there has to be a paisteach tefach, there has to be at least a tefach underneath whatever that object is that is parallel, corresponding to the crack. And since he's lying on the floor, it's absolutely nothing. Beis Hillel says no. Adam chalalhu. We view that the stomach of a person, even though it's filled with his intestines and his kidneys and his spleen and everything else, we view it like it's empty. And the top of his body, his back, if you want to call it that, and the bottom of his body, we view as if there's a tefach, there's three to four inches, a handbreadth, and maybe a satuma, that would be considered like he has a board that's at least a tefach off the ground, that seals halachically the top crack between the two halves of the roof, and therefore anything that was in that enclosure, even if it's on the other half, the dead body's on one half, and the kelim, the vessels, are on the other half, it would be mekabel tumah, we view it halachically like it's in the same oil, and therefore, the kelim would be tameh. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.